President Bola Tinubu's opinion piece for Newsweek magazine titled 10 Years Since Chibok, Nigeria Will No Longer Pay the Price, was published Monday. In it, Tinubu said ransom payments to gangs only encouraged gangs to commit more crimes and said, quote, the extortion racket must be squeezed out of existence, end quote. The president said, instead of ransom, perpetrators of the violence will receive the security services' counteractions. He cited the recent rescue of 137 school students kidnapped in Kaduna State. Their abductors had demanded $600,000 in ransom, but the president said no ransom was paid. Ndungokolo, managing partner at Next Year, public advisory firm with focus on security and economic issues, agrees that ransom payment emboldens perpetrators but says Nigeria is not ready to take such stance.
The Nigerian state is obviously very weak to even do those things he says he wants to do. So if you are someone who you have your person already kidnapped and obviously you know that the state security agents cannot do anything, so how come you're able to retrieve those number of kids, school kids, without shooting a gun? And you are telling us you didn't pay any ransom. And we knew that those guys demanded ransom. So the entire thing shows that there's no honesty, there's no transparency.
Tinubu said the government's response to the Chibok abduction in 2014 was slow. But the president said Nigeria must recognize the changing nature of the threat. He said criminal gangs behind more recent kidnappings are primarily after cash rewards, unlike Boko Haram, which sought to impose Islamist rule. In 2022, Tinubu's predecessor, Muhammadu Buhari, tried to criminalize ransom payments to kidnappers, but the decision was met with resistance from activists and families of victims. Security analyst Senator Iribu says lack of accountability from authorities is the main concern.
There will not be ransom in the first place if measures are in order to prevent it. Why is it easy for kidnappers to kidnap Nigerians and keep them for long? Why is it that the cases are rising 10 years after the Chibok girls? It's not trying to blame victims who are desperate to try to do everything they can to rescue their loved ones. It's because citizens, for them, that may be their last resort.
Tinubu said Nigeria must ultimately address the triggers for insecurity, including poverty, inequality, and lack of opportunity. In the article, Tinubu also talked about his economic reforms. The Nigerian president said they were necessary to save public finances and encourage foreign investment. Tinubu scrapped fuel subsidies for the public and floated the Naira just days after assuming office last year. The decisions sent prices soaring and were widely criticized but have not been reversed. Tinubu said previous governments had failed to boost the economy and that 63% of Nigerians are multidimensionally poor. Iribu says blaming predecessors will not solve Tinubu's problems.
So this mentality of always trying to blame past administration, thinking you're better, while you're not doing something actually different, is a need to stop until there is a result that Nigerians could see and testify.
The Nigerian president ended his article by saying, quote, there will be no more ransoms paid to kidnappers nor towards policies which have trapped our people economically, end quote. Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
The Nigerian state is obviously very weak to even do those things he says he wants to do. So if you are someone who you have your person already kidnapped and obviously you know that the state security agents cannot do anything, so how come you're able to retrieve those number of kids, school kids, without shooting a gun? and you are telling us you didn't pay any ransom. And we knew that those guys demanded ransom. So the entire thing shows that there's no honesty, there's no transparency.
There will not be ransom in the first place if measures are in order to prevent it. Why is it easy for kidnappers to kidnap Nigerians and keep them for long? Why is it that the cases are rising 10 years after the Chibok girls? It's not trying to blame victims who are desperate to try to do everything they can to rescue their loved ones. It's because citizens, for them, that may be their last resort. So this mentality of always trying to blame past administration, thinking you're better, while you're not doing something actually different, is a need to stop until there is a result that Nigerians could see and testify.